And we're on the phone once again with Bob Culp of Culps of Stratford. And Bob, we've been talking about some of the problems that can be solved with isonine spray foam insulation, like ice damming and, of course, energy savings. Now, what if I have an older existing home that needs to be re-insulated? How is that done?
We get a lot of calls. People have an old house that's already been finished and has been up for 50 years and possibly has had insulation installed into the walls or attempted to be installed in the walls, and they really are, you know, saying, hey, I want to have my house re-insulated. And we look at it from the perspective that if your body is cold and you're outside, the best thing to do, you lose a lot of heat through your head, so you put a hat on. So we equate the attic to the first place we start to look at making a house more comfortable, and the second place is the crawl space. It's similar to putting warm, dry boots on is going to keep your body warm. And then the third place we go is looking at insulating the walls.
Now, why would you go in that order? I mean, a lot of people think you feel the cold air come through the walls first, that would be the logical place to start.
No, that's great. Great question. And the thing is, walls are so difficult to get to. Attics can be a lot more easily insulated with loose fill insulation, but it's surprising how much heat really goes through, is lost through that ceiling and through that loose fill insulation. So it really is an economics factor. It's a lot cheaper to start with putting the cap on, getting up in the attic with a spray foam that doesn't allow the building air to escape through like it does through a loose fill insulation. And then the second less expensive place is the crawl space and or sill box rim joist areas. And the third place, again, is the walls, because it just is so expensive to do the destruction that's necessary, either come from the outside, put half-inch holes, you know, all over on the outside underneath. Vinyl siding is relatively easy. Wood siding is more difficult. It can also come from the inside, but then you've got the protection of the interior surfaces. So it really becomes a cost factor. It's cheaper to start and do it in that sequence.
And if they'd like more information or a customized proposal, how do they go about it?
They call me at 800-285-2917. My email address is bob.culp@culproof.com. They can stop by at our office, which is 2.5 miles east of Stratford on Highway 153. And again, the 800 number is 800-285-2917.